Today marks the anniversary of the day Northwest Arkansas reached a record-breaking temperature of 110 last year, and Fort Smith hit an all-time high of 115 degrees. At that time, Ozarks at Large reported on how the electric companies were handling the demand, as well as offered tips for conserving. This year, with the widespread scope of this year's heat wave and drought, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas provides an update.
That's a sound common to summer, an air conditioner firing up. You don't need me to tell you that it's hot outside. It's a well-known fact. As ACs run nonstop to combat yet another heat wave, one could ask how the electrical companies are faring. Given last year's record-breaking temperatures, did the utilities do anything differently in anticipation of this summer? Penny Storms is the spokesperson for Ozarks Electric, a cooperative that serves 68,000 members in Oklahoma and Arkansas, many of whom are or were at one time in rural areas. Given that, they have a lot of customers in the poultry industry, and it's critical for the animals to have ventilation. To ensure their transmission and distribution systems are in tip-top shape, they perform routine checks.
One of the things that we do to ensure that is every spring and every fall, we have an aerial reconnaissance of our entire system. So planes fly over and, you know, to look at the system and determine, are there places that perhaps we need to look closer at? Are there maybe weak spots that we need to be aware of and that sort of thing?
Through that, they have upgraded capacity at several substations and replaced critical sections of the transmission systems. This past spring, they used infrared cameras to scan critical large equipment for weak spots, looking for loose connections. That way, they can address them before extreme demand hits. Ozarks Electric hit a peak last August and has yet to establish a new one.
And we have not seen a great elevation in usage, but I think that instead of spiking, it's more usage over a longer period of time with the pumping of water and that sort of thing, and watering livestock and poultry and so forth.
That's where the drought comes into play. Most rural people have wells, increasing electric usage if they are using more water, as wells have pumps. If Ozarks doesn't hit a new peak, it will affect their pricing positively. So last year, when they reached a peak,
for an entire year, they will have to make sure that that amount of electricity is available on any given day. So once you reach a peak, then you will pay for that amount of electricity to be available for a year. That's how our pricing is based, through the people that we purchase power from.
Carroll Electric is the largest cooperative in Arkansas, serving 88,000 members. Nancy Plagey, communications director for Carroll Electric, has different thoughts on this lack of rain.
The drought probably doesn't have a lot to do with Carroll Electric's energy demands.
This heat is drier than normal. Plagey says that new construction for the co-op has leveled off in the last few years, allowing them to focus on making improvements.
I'd say over the last 18 months, we have been able to focus on our work plan better, where we have built tie lines and we have rephased some areas where we saw the loads were climbing and were significant enough that it needed our attention to make sure to maintain the reliability that we desire. We needed to focus on those areas. And
Carroll peaked last August at 465 megawatts. This year, they have seen a high of 440 megawatts.
This month, it's been yesterday, we actually peaked at 437 megawatts. So actually, our demands are lower this year than they were last year.
One reason for that?
I think energy conservation has significantly helped us. We continually promote energy conservation and energy efficiency measures. I do think that's significant. I think people are watching their pocketbooks closer, so they're trying to reduce their costs and reduce their energy use.
She says the more members who conserve affect their wholesale corporate use. People really do make a difference. Typically, the most demand on a given day is from 3 to 7 p.m., not only the hottest time of day, but also when people are getting home, turning their AC down. Many think that they are saving energy by not cooling an empty house, and they are, sort of, but the air conditioner has to work extra hard to get the temperature back down. One way to alleviate this and truly conserve is to leave the thermostat at the highest temperature you can stand. Plagey says that this is their best recommendation.
we really do think that if you can get your thermostat set at a temperature you can comfortably stand, leave it there, and then supplement your cooling with ceiling fans, you know, standalone fans when you're actually in the room, that makes you feel cooler. And it's, of course, less costly to do that than running your air conditioner.
Casey Kirschfink with Southwestern Electric Power Company also urges the use of alternative cooling devices.
What we really stress in the summertime is, like, the elderly and people who are on fixed incomes who are really concerned about using their air conditioners for cost reasons. We really want them to at least turn it on at a point where they can stand it, because we really do need to have fresh air circulating in those houses, because people can be overcome by the heat without even realizing it. So, you know, just because it's hot and you don't want to run your air conditioner, definitely try to do what you can and have lots of circulation with fans and that type of thing that you can do to keep cool.
Contrary to Carroll Electric, SWEPCO, with over 521,000 customers in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, 113,000 of those in Arkansas, says that new construction is helping them to meet demand. They have recently opened two new plants, one in Arkansas, one in Louisiana, with another to open in Arkansas later this year. SWEPCO broke peak records on this day last year at 5,054 megawatts.
This year, we have not reached a new peak, and we really don't expect to unless there's some dramatic changes in the weather for August. Usually the first week in August is probably the most extreme as far as megawatt usage for us.
She says that they have fortunately not had to have rolling brownouts like some areas of Texas.
Primarily, it's been from our long-term planning. People don't realize that Americans are just using so much more electricity now than we did just 30 years ago. So we put aside some plans in place to build more generation, to provide more electricity to meet the demands that we were having in the future.
Will we ever see blackouts or mandatory conservation?
We certainly hope not, because electricity is just part of our lives. And if you lose it for even an hour or for a day, and I know Fayetteville with the ice storm certainly understands the need to have electricity. I mean, electricity powers our lives. So us as the electric company, we do what we can to try to keep the lights on, be reliable, and be as cost-effective as possible. So we can always have that power that we need. But there's a lot of different ways that you can generate the power, and that through renewable energy, through fossil fuels, and that type of thing. So I think we're going to be seeing the technology continue to progress to the point where we'll be diversifying even more so in how we generate our electricity. So as far as being able to meet the needs of the future, I don't see that being a problem.
Nancy Plagey with Carroll Electric says they have many members who allow them to have switches on their AC units, enabling the co-op to turn them off when they are getting close to peak demand, especially in the afternoon. Now that's what you'd call voluntary conservation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.